Hi, everybody, and welcome to the media conference call, which we're hosting in advance of our UFC Fight Night Dublin on July the 19th. Conor McGregor against Cole Miller, and a big thank you for joining us. My name is David Allen, Director of Brand Communications and Events for Europe, Middle East, and Africa. Conor McGregor joins us on the call today from his training camp in Iceland. And regrettably, we're having a few technical issues connecting with Cole, but hopefully we'll resolve them by the time we're all up and running. We won't be hosting a physical media tour in advance of Dublin, so this is your opportunity to ask any questions you may have of Conor or Cole. We're really hugely excited about returning to Dublin after such a long time. We have a fantastic card lined up, and the anticipation around this event is enormous. We are expecting this to be the quickest sellout event ever in UFC history, and that's in no small part thanks to the fantastic main event. Now, as you all know, there's been plenty of chatter on social media about this card, so I'm no doubt be interested to hear from you all live rather than read it. The call is scheduled to finish in 1 hour, so at this point now, I'll just hand over to our operator, Angela, who will manage the process from here on in.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. And we'll take our first question from Tom Rooney with Irish Daily Mail.
How you doing, Conor?
How's it going, Tom?
Good. Good to talk to you. Conor, before we kind of go, I asked you directly about the fight. I just, you know, haven't watched you on the Arc documentary and seen how much of your recovery, and obviously you heal quite fast. But in terms of reflecting on that period now, does it make you appreciate your career even more, knowing just how fleeting things can be and how quickly, even in a dominating fight, that you can get injured? Or you maybe have a new perspective on how important your health is to you, and in particularly in this career, and that maybe there's a newfound appreciation for what's in front of you?
100%, Tom. That's a great question, because, you know, sitting out on the sidelines and looking at my training partners train away and looking at the shows happening, you know, and then I remember a couple of months ago I said to myself, you know what, when I'm really, really tired and I'm complaining about this, complaining about the cut, complaining about the hard training or feeling sore, you know, I'm gonna think back on this and realize that, you know, don't take these for granted. You know, for me, this calms me. Preparing to compete in this game calms me down. I don't know. I need this in my life. You know what I mean? So the fact that it was taken away from me for a while, and now that it's back, you know, I honestly have a new lease of life. I feel like a better athlete. I feel like I've learned more about the human body. I've learned more about rehabilitation. I've learned more about prehabilitation, you know, pre-injury workouts, you know what I mean? And I just feel like an all-around better athlete and grateful for the path I'm on and for everything that's happening for me. And, you know, you won't catch me complaining about being tired or anything at all, you know. So I'm a happy man doing what I do.
You know, Conor, just quickly about the Cole fight, and obviously, you know, as everyone knows, there's been back and forth with a lot of social media between fighters and stuff, and obviously you were quite active media wise while you've been injured. But you feel, I know you don't take other fighters into your preparation. I know that's something that most of John's fighters are purely concentrated on themselves. But do you think that there may be, because of your ability to your willingness to kind of put yourself out there and say, look, I'm not afraid of any of these guys, you feel there's a little bit of a bigger target on your back subsequently, that you might be even more open to criticism in case, you know, there isn't perfection? Or is this just part of your focus and of your process of what you want to do at the highest level?
Yeah, I mean, look, I want that target on my back. I want every one of them. You know, I don't understand how so many people, so many of these guys are signed to the UFC and have had so many fights in the UFC and have no aspirations whatsoever of the belt. Have never once mentioned the champion. Have never once put themselves out there to get that. I don't understand that. I'm from the day I signed last year, my eyes are on the goal. I don't understand people that don't. And anyone that's in my way is in the firing line. You know what I mean? So I the way I'm doing it the right way. I just don't understand those guys that, and there's so many of them. So many of them that are in the UFC roster that have no aspirations to win the belt, and I don't think they should. They shouldn't be there. You know what I mean? And Cole, I believe, is one of them. What's his aspirations? Have you heard Cole once mention the belt? Has he once mentioned challenge for a title? I'm searching. I'm work out here working to become the greatest. That's my goal. I'm looking to be to go down as the greatest of all time, Hall of Fame. Make his a history maker. He's working to be a test for me. That's the difference.
And just lastly, Conor, like I believe right now. I mean, people could argue. I think maybe 145, top to bottom, is the most stacked. I think there's some genuine killers in there. I would put you amongst any of them. That's nothing to do with being Irish. I just think you are. But unfortunately for you, no disrespect to European cards, I think a lot of the guys you fought have no right to be in the cage with you. Is there ever a doubt in your mind going, look, I beat these guys, I can only beat what's in front of me, but how you may react when you're fighting a guy that's genuinely a contemporary, that's on the same level of talent as you, is that something that's ever in the back of your mind? Is there ever a doubt there going, I wonder how I may react when that time comes?
No, I'm supremely confident that what I'm not impressed with what I see. I haven't been for a while. You know what I mean? I never looked at anyone in the division and thought they're on my level. I just don't see it. And I don't, you know, sometimes I'll come across disrespectful. But what I'm saying, a lot of the time, I believe it's truth. I believe what I've been saying is the truth. It's fair enough I've thrown in an insult in here and there. Don't get me wrong. But I believe what I'm saying is the truth. And I don't think none of these guys are on my level. Not one of them move the way I move. Not one of them. Not one of them have done what. Not one of them are prepared for what I'm bringing. So you know, I can sit here and say this all day, and I can say it every single interview, and I do say it every single interview. But at the end of the day, it comes down to when it actually happens. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm working towards. I'm working for it to happen. So we'll see. Only time can answer these questions for you and for the doubters, or not that there's doubt in your mind or whatever, but for the other people. But for me, the question is already answered. I know what's going to happen.
There's no doubt in my mind, Conor. Believe me.
My man. How about this? The Irish taking over. You're calling in, asking the questions. We've got David, the head of European operations. We own this game now, yeah? We own this game.
So much has happened for Irish MMA since you got injured. You got Carl and Chris on Tufts. Obviously, Neil, Roy spoke many times, gave a great account of himself. He's on that card. I mean, without exaggerating, you'd have to think this July card, it's the biggest night in the history of the sport in Ireland.
Yeah, you know, 100%.
Not seen that way.
And if you don't think I've been working for that, you don't think I'm taking this serious. You don't think I'm taking this as serious as can be. You know, this is everything for us. You know what I mean? This is I want Irish MMA to capitalize on this. You know what I mean? And I to inspire the next generation to come after me. You know, but I'm only starting this. I have done nothing yet. You know what I mean? I'm only getting warmed up.
Okay, guys, thanks for
the next caller, please.
Yeah. And we'll take our next question from Gareth Davies with the Daily Telegraph.
Good afternoon, Conor. How are you doing?
Good, Gareth. How are you, man?
Very well, thank you. David Allen just mentioned at the top of the call that, you know, this could be the fastest selling event in the history of the UFC. Mm-hmm. And obviously you're a massive part of that. What does that mean to you? Segueing on from talking with your fellow Irishman just there, but what does it mean to you to have been able to put MMA on the map like this in Ireland in such a short space of time after bursting onto the UFC scene?
It means everything to me, Gareth. You know what I mean? Like I said, I feel like this media game is a game of repeating yourself over and over. You know, I'm not here to make up the numbers. I'm here to take over. I've repeated that many times. Fastest selling UFC event in history. The first UFC fight night that Fox are looking to show. Tell me how many fight nights Fox wanted. Tell me how many fight nights Fox Sports wanted to air. Zero. That's how many. Now I'm on, they want to show it. We've got, I believe there's a terrestrial TV lined up as well to show. You know, this is perfect for me. This is what I want. These are all the ingredients that's going to shoot me right to where I am aiming to go, right to the top. And I already messaged Dana. I said, look, Dana, I bet you a world title. I bet you a title shot that this is the fastest selling UFC event in history.
Now, that's a pretty good bet for you.
It's a phenomenal bet, you know. Dana's a gambling man, I believe. So the odds are against him in that one. So who knows where he'd take it.
Look, finally from me, when you, your extraordinary confidence, which obviously is born of your ability, you know what you can do in the gym. You know, Jose Aldo is, what is he, number two, number three, pound for pound in the world right now. Are you someone who, from day one, doesn't look at people's records or doesn't have, I don't mean it disrespectfully, doesn't have a respect for what other people have done? It's all about what you know you're capable of doing.
Yeah, 100%. Why would anyone focus on the other, you know what I mean? You focus on you. You focus on what you're capable of. On any given night, anyone can be, you know, anything can happen on any given night. So I focus on me, I focus on my work, I focus on my ability and my belief in myself. Like you said, not to be disrespectful, I don't give a shit about what anyone else has done. I'm in this for me. I'm focusing on me.
Do you love walking the tightrope as well? Is it the high rope? Is it really in you? Do you love the edge of risk and danger? Because you come alive sometimes when the opponent's in front of you, even on a phone call. Does the adrenaline burst from you? Has it always been there since the age of a child or not?
Yeah, I do love it. You know, you can be mid tier, you can be a prelim guy. You can show up, you can fight, you can say nothing, you can go home and you can get your half ass check, or you can take a shot. You know what I mean? You can call out everyone in the division. You can go in and put on the big show. You can sell out arenas faster than anyone sold them out before, and make it to the big time. And that's what I'm looking to do. You know what I mean? So that's the way I'm approaching it. And I don't understand how all these other schmucks, how they approach it. I just don't understand it. I don't get how there's so many people in there that don't. Look, and I love doubt. I love having people doubt me. And as you know, I have so much support and I have so much doubters as well. You know what I mean? But the support gets you going. The support gets you going to the gym. The support gets me to the gym. But the doubt keeps me there. You know what I mean? So it all works out perfect for me. It all of it together pushes me to work. Pushes me to strive for that.
Final thing, you're out there in Iceland. Are you doing any weird Viking stuff with Gunnar? Is he making you dive in the ice lakes and all that kind of
stuff?
Yeah,
we're going. Well, we have 5 weeks here planned out, and we're going to go swimming. We're going to go across town, swimming across the sea, across to another town. Now, we've got some fun stuff lined up. Iceland is a really cool city. The air is fresh, the food is nice, the training is great, the facilities are phenomenal here in Mjolnir. It's my third time here to prepare for a fight. So it's a great place. So I only got here early yesterday. So we're gonna have a good 5 weeks.
And I'll bet you're the best swimmer. You can stay in the ice the longest. All those things, no?
You are correct. You get correct.
Thank you very much. Stay well. Can't wait for this event.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
We'll now go to Damon Martin with Fox Sports.
Hey Connor, you kind of addressed this a little bit in an earlier question about your confidence, but you know, one of the big things going on right now is the star power in MMA, you know, kind of making the next major star. And you know, in boxing, you know, we had the guys like Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, you know, obviously these guys, Floyd Mayweather, who's very outspoken, very confident in the way they speak, saying things like "I am the greatest." We don't really have a lot of that in MMA outside of maybe yourself, and we get a little bit of that from Chael Sonnen. Has that always been part of your approach? Do you feel like that is part of the problem with the star power in MMA, that more guys aren't willing to speak out and kind of be that confident guy?
Yeah, I don't know. If you're not willing to go all the way, you won't go anywhere. You know what I mean? You need to go. If you have no fear to go, you know, you can't fear success. And I think a lot of people do. I think a lot of people fear the really high height. You know what I mean? But I am not one of those people. Like I said, I don't think what the UFC have given everything I have asked for. I have got everything I asked for. I've got. So I don't get why everyone else isn't asking for all this. I asked to be put on the main event. I said, give me that main event. I'm going to sell that main event. I asked for the, I know I'm asking for the title shot. Everything I've asked for, I've gotten. So I don't understand why these people sit and be quiet. And, you know, it's fear manifested in another way. You know what I mean? That they stay quiet and they, you know. But I'm not like that. I'm going for it.
And I know that in the past, you know, obviously with the injury, you were staying very busy beyond the rehab. You know, you signed a lot of endorsement deals. You've been doing a lot of commercials. I mean, do you feel like your career has flourished, you know, in part because of your personality and who you are and the fact that you are so outspoken?
Yeah, 100%. It is not what I had planned, though, really. You know, I didn't plan to be doing all these ads and doing, you know, I didn't plan for this kind of thing the way that happened. That just kind of happened with it, and I just rolled with it. You know what I mean? Like I said, there's a lot of money to be made outside of the ring as well. So, you know, the way the situation panned out with the injury, you know, I took full advantage of it. You know, I'm not just a pretty face. I'm also quite an intelligent human being.
And
if I do say so myself.
And last question. The UFC has already kind of stated that if you beat Cole Miller, your next fight will most likely be Dustin Poirier. My question is kind of, A, your thoughts on Dustin, but also, B, does that serve as a distraction at all, you know, knowing who your next opponent would be, you know, if everything goes well in Dublin?
It's not a distraction, you know. At the end of the day, I'm supremely confident I'm gonna run through Cole Miller, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm not gonna look past him. Instead of looking past him, I'm gonna look through him, because that's where I'm gonna go. That's where I'm going, straight through him. You know what I mean? So, but July 19th, Dublin, dream come true for me. This is a homecoming. This is the birth of Irish MMA. This is Irish MMA on the world stage. This is what I envisioned. So this is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm looking forward to. As far as the Dustin Poirier thing, personally, you know, it probably should be Dustin on this card anyway. In reality, it probably should be me versus Dustin, but I don't dwell on that too much. If anything, I believe the Swanson Stevens fight that's happening soon, maybe the Edgar Penn fight. I think those three fights that are culminating around the same time as the Aldo Mendez fight, I think they're all in competition. I think whoever makes the most noise is next in line. You know what I mean? I don't care about who's next, who should get it, or who, you know what I mean? It can change minute to minute, day by day. So whoever makes the most noise in these three fights, I believe is gonna get that shot. So I believe my next fight is gonna be for the belt. But again, July 19th, Dublin, homecoming, the birth of Irish MMA. It's what I'm solely focused on right now.
Awesome. Thank you, Connor.
Thank you, Damon.
And we'll now go to Aidan O'Donoghue with Irish Sun newspaper.
Hi, Connor. How's it going?
How's it going, sir? I'm good.
Not too bad, thanks. Connor, you said before that you prefer to focus on your own self rather than what your opponent is capable of when you're preparing for a fight. For this bout, you've the added factor of coming back from a long injury layoff. So does that require extra mental preparation in terms of trusting your body, or has that come up in conversations with people like GSP about that moment when you're back in the thick of it after a lengthy absence?
I spoke with GSP right after the injury, but I haven't spoke with him a lot since. You know, my training gives me that confidence. You know what I mean? And again, that is another doubt that people have. How is he going to react off the injury? And I feed off that. Like I said, the support gets you there, but the doubt keeps you going. You know what I mean? So this is just another aspect that makes me work that much harder, both in body and mind. So it's perfect. The timing is perfect for this. I'm fully recovered, fully ready to go, and I feel fantastic. I wasn't in this good a shape as I am now for the Holloway fight. At this stage, I'm in better shape now than I was for the Holloway fight the last time, and I was coming in with no injuries, just off the back of the Brimage fight. So it's all perfect. I became a better athlete through this. I went through a process of discovery of the human body. I learned so much more. You know, I used to just show up and jump on the mat and go. You know what I mean? 20 rounds of pop.
Yes.
But now I'm much more. I'm putting more time into my prehab work. You know, work that's going to maintain the body and sustain my career. So I'm able to go. You know, longevity. I will be able to have longevity in this career. You know, that's what I'm working towards. I want to be doing this for a long, long time. Like I said, I'm only getting started. I'm not here a wet day. I'm not even here a wet day. I'm only getting warmed up.
Okay, all right. And you're back in Iceland. You touched on it there. What's the advantage of training there as regards this particular fight?
Nothing got to do with this particular fight. The advantages of training here is just a peaceful place. It's away from everything, and we have a good We have an affiliate gym out here in Mjolnir with some good guys, some good teammates. It's a beautiful place. It's a great place to come and study martial arts. And, of course, variety is always a good thing. I've been you train with so many people for so long, so many bodies, and then you come to a whole new facility with your coach, with your team, and then you experience a whole new set of movements. Ultimately, it makes you a better martial artist. It allows you to be able to read situations in real time, in live play. So there's a lot of benefits. The air is fresh. It's all good. This is my third time out here preparing to fight. So, and I've always felt great coming out here. So there's many benefits, but it's nothing got to do with the fight. It's just a place I like to go, and it so happens to be that my teammate Gunnar Nelson, whose gym is out here, is also on the card. So it's just perfect.
It's
a perfect time for us.
And just one more question, Connor. There's been much talk about Cole Miller's record of submission victories in the lead up to this fight. Now, hypothetically speaking, if he were to submit you on July 19th, do you think you'd tap out, or would you be out cold? Like, when you're out on a Saturday night, have you been partial to Cole Miller or Miller on tap?
Hypothetically, don't ask me that question. Those questions don't come into my brain. You know what I mean? But you best believe you're going to have to kill me in there. You're going to have to kill me to stop me in there. You're going to need something very, very special to come at me there. And he does not have that.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks, Connor.
Thank you.
We will now go to Nick Pete with Fighters Only Magazine.
Hi, Connor. Nice to speak to you again.
Hello, Nick. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm good, buddy. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. You touched on it earlier, Connor. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the other two featherweight fights that you've kind of put on the same par as your own as a shootout. Who you think will come through in the Edgar Penn trilogy fight and Stevens against Bear Swanson as well?
I don't really give thought to who's going to come through. You know what I mean? Whatever happens on the night, happens on the night. I don't know what, you know. Whatever happens, happens. I just know that I'm in competition with these. You know what I mean? To get that shot. I know in those three fights, whoever makes the most noise, whoever puts on the best performance, skips the queue, and that's it. And that's what I plan on doing.
Everybody else in the division seems to be, trying to get themselves in line. And you know, it's so refreshing that you've decided you don't want to stand in line. You want to push your way right to the front. Is there something in Aldo's game that you see? Is there something straight away that you think that you've got a distinct advantage that the champion hasn't got at the moment, or is it basically just about it's your time now?
I there's something with every one of them, not just Aldo. There's something I see in every one of them, but I'm definitely a different challenge than the champion has faced before. You know what I mean? He's done a lap of the contenders, you know what I mean? So I feel it's perfect. Me, I'm going to go and steamroll through Cole and skip that queue. And it's perfectly set up for me. I believe he's too flat-footed. I believe he throws single shots. I don't think... I've never been impressed. He's not spontaneous enough. He's too flat-footed. I'm too dynamic. I feel confident against him. So it's a fight I'm definitely looking forward to. It's a fight that will happen no matter what happens.
The UFC's had some incredible nights recently, some big nights in Brazil. Obviously, the Dillashaw atmosphere was supposed to be sensational. The atmosphere, Matt Brown in Cincinnati, Dana said, was one of the best atmospheres he's ever experienced. Yet Dana in Berlin just a few days ago said to me that the one card that he is not going to miss this year is going to be Dublin. He's got to be there. He's got to experience it. Can you give the world press a little bit of enlightenment into what to expect and what the Dublin people are going to be like on the 19th?
Yeah, it's going to be a phenomenal experience, and I'm not sure how many the O2 holds, but I believe it's going to sound like 10 times the amount of people that are in there. You know what I mean? I believe the roof is going to blow off the place from the start of the show to the finish. You know, it's going to be something special.
And just one final point, you were actually there, I believe, the last time the UFC were at the O2. It was a long time ago now. And you were dreaming then that you were going to be the next headliner?
Yeah, no doubt. Sitting in that audience, 18 years old, dreaming. that I was not dreaming, almost knowing that I'm going to be the one. I'm going to be the one to do this. I'm going to be the one to bring it back here. I'm going to be the one to sell this out faster than anyone's ever sold it out. I'm going to be the one to steal the show. I'm going to be the one to put my nation on the map. And now here we are. I saw it in my head, and now I'm seeing it before my eyes.
Just finally, before you go, Connor, can you shed some light on Gunnar's thoughts as well with Ryan LaFleur dropping out? Because that was a great co-main event.
Yeah. There's no talk. If my opponent pulls out, it would be the same thing. It's another thing. You know, it makes no difference whatsoever. There's no emotion to it. It is what it is. We just carry on doing what we do, looking to perfect human movement, looking to perfect this thing, and that's it. No emotion.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And we will now go to Peter Carroll with Irish Daily Mirror.
How are you doing, Connor?
How's it going, Peter?
Well, it's just that Carmel is very confident that he'll be able to submit you on this date. He seems to keep citing the loss of the Joseph Duffy think of 4 and 6 years ago, respectively. Can you just tell us how much you believe you have improved in that distance of time, and how much a martial art can improve, and I think he's going to be dealing with a completely different animal on the day?
You know, it's not uncommon for a fighter. He needs to have this. He needs to take from these things when he's coming into this war zone that he's going to be coming into on the LTO on July 19th. He needs this. He's an experienced guy. He's fought a lot under the UFC banner, and yet he's still searching for these things that's going to help him to, you know, help his confidence. But he knows as well as I know that there's no hope in hell for that. You know, I'm a completely different man. I'm a completely different martial artist than I was then. You know what I mean? You learn so much from your losses, and I've learned so much from them. I just continue on this journey, and carry on doing my thing.
He also brought up the fact that he needed to go to Iceland because you need to learn how to basically survive with him on the ground with your time with Gunnar. You've always come back in a different kind of mindset after you've been in Iceland, and you know, very focused in Gunnar's way of thinking. What way does it affect you spending time with him? And is it kind of like chalk and cheese when you're talking to each other outside the cage? But what do you gain from his kind of mindset when you're around him?
Yeah, 100%. We both gain a lot when we train together. You know, so he we have this kind of thing where sometimes I will kind of get him going. He's so laid back, sometimes I get him going, and then at the same time, he calmed me down, you know, so we kind of have a good little balance, and then we just learn so much off each other, so it is a beautiful thing. But again, that Cole needs to say these things, you know what I mean, to need to believe that, but I'm not impressed. But Cole Miller in my eyes is a blue belt. He's weak on top, you know, his guard is his best game. I'm supremely confident in here. If the opportunity comes, if I end up on top, or probably when I end up on top, because he'll probably crumble after the first exchange and try and pull guard on it. You know what I mean? I believe that could happen. You know, that is a possibility. I believe I'll be too heavy. My pressure will be too tight on top, and I will maul him on the ground. He'll know pretty early that it was fabricated what he was saying in his head.
You've done it before, Connor. You told me before when you were fighting, I think it might have been 2010, you were fighting a black belt, and you said that you deliberately went to the ground with him just to prove that you could do it. Is that something that's kind of coming into your head?
No. I will go out, allow my movement to create his reaction, and then I will react off that. Wherever it goes is my best position. Wherever it goes, I am comfortable. I am better than him everywhere. I'm better than all of them everywhere. That's my mind frame.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
And we will now go to Fergus Ryan with Satana.
How are you doing, Connor? Good to talk to you again, buddy.
How's it going, Fergus?
Can I just ask you, in your travels around the States, you've obviously been there for the injury and then for various media obligations. Have you had a chance to train in some gyms in the U.S.? And how would you compare the standard of training, of what you've seen training-wise there, with the training that you get back here in Ireland in SBG and in Iceland in Milner?
In LA, when I was over there, I was focused on the rehabilitation side. I've done some training in Vegas in some gyms, you know. But you know, the standard is not. It's all the same. Every gym has different body types. You know, you go and benefit from every gym. It's no different. If you believe it's different, you believe what you need is abroad, or you believe you need to go to a certain place and train with a certain. You know what I mean? You're in the wrong mind frame. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, traveling around and experiencing new body or new movements is always a great thing for progress. But I'm confident in my. You know, I have my long time coach. My coach is my coach always. My coach John Cavanagh is always my coach. I don't. You know, you get guys that they see a new team. A new team has sprouted up as one of the good teams. They're all of a sudden this is the team. This is the place to be. And then all of a sudden you get a flood of journeyman fighters that show up to these gyms and look to become part of that team. It's the wrong mind frame these guys are, you know. My coach is John Cavanagh, my team is Straight Blast Gym. I travel around to experience new movements and experience new bodies, but at the end of the day, my gym is my gym, my coach is my coach, and I believe in what we are doing.
Very good. And in your time out, you both said a few things about some featherweight fighters, and equally they said some things about you, and you were getting called out there for a while, and one of the most memorable tweets I've ever seen came from yourself when you said, "Everyone wants it until they get it." Has anyone actually reacted to your face to anything you've said in the media?
As in what, like a competitor or a person? Or a normal person?
A competitor. So has any competitor sort of taking you up on anything you've said about them, any other featherweights, to your face, like, sought you out to tell you what they thought of what you said?
I mean, no, look, this is the fight business. You know, we say a lot about each other. At the end, we say it in there. At the end of the day, we say it inside the octagon, you know what I mean? So nothing like that has happened. This is the fight game, and it's part of the business.
Very good. And can I also just ask you about Neil Seary, who's also on the UFC Dublin card? You were one of probably the most animated spectator in the arena in London when Neil fought Brad Pickett in March. Can you just remind us of the emotions you were going through when you were watching Neil fight?
Yeah. You know, that Irish pride took over, you know what I mean? It's good to see a fellow countryman in there. And it took over. And don't get me wrong, I love Brad. I love Brad Pickett. I'm a fan of Brad Pickett. Remember that picture I put up with Chuck Liddell? And that very same night, I had a picture with Brad Pickett as well, would you believe? I asked Brad for a picture all them years ago, and I was actually looking for that picture to send them. You know, so I have nothing against Brad, but it's just seeing Neil and my fellow countryman, you know what I mean? He took the fight on short notice. Brad is a number one contender in that division. He gave him everything he got. It was a great, great, closely contested fight. It took over. It was a beautiful thing. You know, I support my countrymen. I know Neil a long time from around the scene. He trains in a gym not too far from me. We've trained in the past. It was a good thing seeing. It's great to see him on this card also. You know, it's great because he took that fight on short notice against supposedly a number one contender and gave him everything he got. You know what I mean? So it's brilliant.
Great. And lastly, can I just ask Dave Allen a question before I go?
Sure.
David Allen still on the line?
Yeah,
I will allow
David, just. Well, thank you, Connor. David, there's a lot being made about how fast the Dublin event is going to sell out. But back in 2009, January 2009, when I was here previously, it was the fastest selling out European show at that stage as well. So just given the track record of the Irish MMA fan, does it warrant the UFC coming back to Ireland each year to make it an annual event?
We're looking at a number of different events around Europe. We've been in London already this year. We've been in Abu Dhabi and we've been in Berlin. And the success of those events has led us to announce that we will return. It's like a same time, same place scenario. So there's a lot of things to fit into the calendar, whether it's the availability of the stadium and other things. But we know the support that we have from the Irish crew, and we know the support that we have from the Irish MMA participants. So we would hope that we would be able to confirm to come back to Dublin in a year's time.
Okay, great. Thanks a million for your time, gents, and the very best of luck on July 19th.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen,
Carl, you want to
ask
a
question? And we will now go to Graham McDonald with SevereMMA.com.
Hi, Connor. How's it going?
Yeah, you predicted after Sweden, basically all the stuff that's coming through, but has it come quicker than you thought? Like, have the Irish public taken to you quicker? Like, you're the most Google athlete, you're a regular in the Late Late Show, you're even voted the best dressed man. Has it come a little bit quicker
than you thought? It's tough at the top,
Graham,
my friend. It's tough at the top. No, look, I believe I'm predicting the future. I've been predicting it a long time. I said I was going to win the Cage Warriors title, the first guy to deal with. Then I said I was going to win the two-weight title. Then I said I was, you know what I mean? All these things, I just keep predicting the future. So why not keep predicting it? When I run through Paul Miller, when I steal the show, when I outperform those other featherweight contests that are on around the same time frame as the title fight, and then I'm going to get that title shot. And then I'm going to
Did you see the TJ Dillard Jarreau fight? And is there anything you take from that that will make you more confident against Jose Aldo in the future?
There's nothing I could take that could make me more confident than against Jose Aldo than I already am. I mean, I watch all fights. I watch if I'm not doing it, if I'm not training it, I'm watching it. If I'm not watching it, I'm thinking about it. So, I take something from everything, but I'm supremely confident as it is.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will now go to Andrew McGann with SevereMMA.com.
Hi, Connor. Do you think that getting the blackout treatment and such a reception in Boston in front of such an Irish-based crowd has prepared you mentally for the inevitable reception you'll get at the main event in July?
Yeah, every fight in my head is a world title fight. Every fight in most fighters' head is a world title fight. You know what I mean? It's the same walk. It's the same intensity. So it's all, at the end of the day, it's all preparation for it. You know, you're preparing. It's all preparation, so yeah, I'm sure it definitely I can notch it down for experience to make that walk. And look, they've given me everything I've asked for. Everything I've asked for, they've given me. So I'm gonna keep on asking, and I'm gonna keep on taking.
So on that, when you say the UFC have given you everything that you've asked for, what's your plan of action? I know you've said that you want to fight two more times before the end of the year, ending in the title shot. But if the UFC wants to maybe err on the side of caution and have you only fight once more before the end of the year, will you follow the company line, or will you say, no, I want to fight ASAP?
But you see, this is the thing. Like I said, if I say to them, I want to go again, they're not going to say no. They give you everything you ask for, so I'm going to keep on asking. You know what I mean? I don't get why people don't. I don't understand how people don't ask for it when everything you ask for, they'll give you. So why not?
Exactly. And one final thing. I noticed on your Facebook page a couple of your teammates from SBG Ireland are heading over to Iceland with you. In particular, Kiefer Crosby and Philip Mulpeter. Is there anything, are they like maybe, because they have reputations for being very tough fighters, are they maybe hand-picked tough sparring partners to help you get ready for July?
No. There's no hand-picked, no one. I don't hand-pick no partners. I train with anyone and everyone at all levels. These are just guys that happen to have some free time and come over for some training in a beautiful country like Iceland. There's no hand-pick. I want to bring this guy because he throws a jab like my opponent. There's none of that. We're just a couple of guys from a gym coming to another gym to have a little holiday and have a bit of fun. You know what I mean? That's our thoughts here.
Excellent, Connor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll now go to Ben Blake with thescore.ie.
Hi, Connor. How are you, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great, cheers. I was down at SBG headquarters actually earlier today to chat to Ash Daly and bumped into a couple of young lads there coming in to train. Does it give you great satisfaction that you're bringing a new generation of Irish fighter and fans to the sport?
100%. No one can take this away from me. You know what I mean? Looking at the way they're set up now in the gym is we have this program, you know, the youth program. In SBG Concord, there's a foundation. We call it Growing Gorillas. You know what I mean? We're building these kids up. And there's so many of these talented kids now. Looking at the teams that have come through this program, and the next wave is going to be phenomenal. We're just going to keep growing this sport day by day, and I'm happy to be a part of it. You know what I mean? I'm happy that I'm a big part of it, and showing these guys another route they can take in life. So I'm a happy man. It definitely spurs me on.
Christoph, and just you've talked many times about walking out in front of a packed out to arena in Dublin on July 19th. Have you put any thought into maybe what song you'd like to choose to walk out in front of your home crowd too?
I don't know yet. Funny enough, I have a lot of people trying to contact me and say, I'm going to make this song for you and do this and do that. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'll think about it close to the time.
No worries.
See what happens. Something good.
Event.
You best believe that. Oh, boy.
Time for the event. Thanks.
And once again, if you do have a question, please press star 1 at this time. And we'll take a follow-up question from Fergus Ryan with Satana.
Hi. Sorry. Another question for David Allen.
Go ahead, Fergus.
You mentioned at the top that there was potentially a terrestrial TV deal in the offing for July 19th. Would that be a one and done, or do you think there might be a chance that one of the major Irish stations will actually start covering the UFC events?
Didn't mention it at the top of this call. I know it was mentioned in Berlin at the post-press conference. There's a number of different negotiations going on, and we're not in a position to make any call on that yet, but as soon as we do, we'll let you, Fergus, be the first to know.
David. David.
Yes, Connor.
Tell Dana and Lorenzo that they are welcome.
They are coming. Dana has given me his word. He's coming.
No, they are welcome for the terrestrial TV deal. It's no problem. Anytime, tell them.
If you could just then fight in every country in Europe for me, Connor.
Yeah.
Well, on behalf of the Irish MMA fans, Connor, thanks a million for getting that done.
Yeah, no problem, my friend.
And we will now go to Ben Schwaduk with the Daily Mirror.
Good afternoon, Connor.
Hello, sir.
I was wondering, you spoke earlier, you've been out now for 11 months, I think, since your last fight, when you come into fights in July. You talked about you've been an athlete and how you're a better educated athlete than you were previously.
Mm-hmm.
Technical level, where do you think you've made your improvements in that time?
Well, absolutely everywhere. It's a funny thing sitting on the side of the mat. It's a funny thing. You know, I'm thinking a lot more about things, watching things happen and then thinking about them and then writing down situations. And then when you're free to execute these movements, when you're given the all clear to do these movements, you've run them over in your mind so much that it's just instantly perfect. You know what I mean? I come back and feel as sharp as ever. One thing George told me was, when I came back, he told me that when he came back, that he told me right after the injury, that when he came back, he felt tired in there. He was a little bit more sluggish, and he was having tougher rounds against like lightweights that he shouldn't have been having tougher rounds. And that kind of resonated with me. That sat with me for a while, and I thought to myself, you know, that's not going to happen to me. I'm going to put the time, I'm going to put the thought into this. And honestly, I've came back better than ever. I would whoop the guy that whooped Holloway in Boston. I'd whoop him.
And talk about UFC jitters, but obviously you've already sort of established yourself as a very confident fighter. You look very confident in your first two wins in the UFC. But is there a little added pressure to big performance in front of your home?
You know, it's all the same. Every walk is a world title fight walk. You know, it's going to feel like a championship fight for people watching. It's going to feel like a championship fight for me, and it's going to feel like a championship fight for people that are watching. So it's the same kind of emotion. So I don't know. I don't really see it. You know, no pressure, no diamond. So it's a good thing that the illusion of pressure is there for people. But for me, it's just another walk that I've done numerous times. You know what I mean? It's something I do every day in my life.
And you obviously, or you really want that title shot. You say that you make a shot if you put in the right sort of performance in July. But talk, as you mentioned earlier, about possibly Cub Swanson being in light. Would you against a fighter like Swanson? Surely a great matchup with style wise.
So you're breaking up a little bit again. Can you say that again?
Yes, sorry, Cub. Yeah, I was. You said that you shot next to him in the there's been a lot of talk of Cub Swanson possibly also being in line if he wins his next fight. Do you welcome fighting a guy like Cub in a title eliminator?
Yeah, every one of them. Every one of them I want. Like I said, Cub is probably next in line. He should be, maybe, if he wins, you know, but at the end of the day, I'm not following protocol. I'm skipping the queue and taking, you know what I mean? I'm doing things my own way, so. But yeah, I welcome every one of them. I've had words with Cub in the past. It would be a great fight. A fight people want to see, a fight people will pay to see. But I want every one of them, not just him. I don't just want the belt. I want every one of their heads on a plate. Every single one of them. It's breaking up big time now, guys.
I was just saying that's all, Connor. I was just saying best of luck for your fight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
One more question.
And we'll take a follow-up question from Andrew McGann with SevereMMA.com.
Sorry, Connor, just one more thing. Gary Cook recently said in Berlin that the time when a title fight in Europe is coming and may even come within the end of the year. Are you confident that you'll be the man that brings another title fight to Europe? And since you say about how what you ask you receive, where would you like it to happen in Dublin?
Well, it would be phenomenal. We could sell out an arena. We could sell out Croke Park in Dublin. 80,000, I believe it is. And how many does Croke Park hold? 50,000 to 80,000, something like that. We could sell that out right now.
70.
We could sell that event out right now for this. You know what I mean? So we could do that in Dublin if they want. But following usual UFC protocol, they usually have either the title fights in the current champion's hometown or Vegas. So who knows? But that would be phenomenal. But I'm prepared. In my head, I see Vegas though. In my head, I see myself winning the belt in the MGM, and then I see the Crow Park or the Aviva, or one of the big football stadiums in Ireland in next summer. That's what I see in my head. And usually whatever I've been seeing in my head lately seems to be happening. So I'm going to probably go with that. I believe I'll probably win the belt in Vegas and then defend it in a football stadium in summer.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And that concludes today's question and answer session. Mr. Allen, at this time, let's turn the conference back to you for any additional or closing remarks.